This is Father Celery with this week's focus for Sunday, August 18, Jesus Christ, Troublemaker. Dear friends, Jesus promises a happy ending. Getting there, well, that's another story. In this week's gospel, Jesus tells us that he's here to shake things up. Do you think that I came to give peace to the earth? No, I tell you, I came to divide it. Sadly, these lines from Luke have often been cited to justify centuries of religious strife, intolerance, and holy war. But Christ is not preaching jihad. He's predicting the impact his message of love will have on our self-centered human nature. There's no hidden agenda here. He's come to turn the whole value system of the world on end, and he knows the process will not always be pretty. As nature's arch-predator, the human race will not effortlessly be transformed into the body of Christ. Jesus warns us that the world, the flesh, and the devil, well, they won't go quietly. Expect plenty of pushback from strangers, from neighbors, from friends, and yes, even family. Jesus goes on to tell us, I came to set fire to the world, but that doesn't mean he wants us to build his kingdom by fire and sword. The pitfall of reading snippets of the gospel is that we lose context. Jesus was, is, and always will be the embodiment of divine love. As he tells us over and over, his kingdom is not of this world. His call to arms is a call to unconditional love. The conflict he predicts is not a territorial struggle or a philosophical spat. The conflict will come between those who accept and follow Jesus as their Lord and Savior and those who reject him, sometimes casually, sometimes contemptuously, very often violently. At best, we Christians have had very spotty record of settling our differences with love, to say nothing of the genocidal zeal with which we have often tried to foist our faith on native peoples across the world. To this day, zealots lampoon tolerance as the last virtue of a corrupt society. Perhaps this is all in answer to some primal us and them reflex. Perhaps like Adam, we're tempted to usurp the powers of God by passing judgment and dishing out punishment, all of which flies in the face of Christ's very specific charge to us. We're here to build the kingdom by loving God and neighbor. We're not to coerce the kingdom into existence. We're not to con the kingdom into being by sugarcoating God's word. With humble and honest witness, through the grace of God, we're called to help love his kingdom into being and let the chips fall where they may. Christians are called to be courageous, not bellicose. We're not latter-day scribes and Pharisees spoiling for a fight over doctrine. Christ doesn't keep score by territory conquered, theological arguments won, or even the size of the congregation. We're not responsible for results. We're only responsible for serving him and proclaiming him. That means we love and forgive, and then love and forgive some more. To most, it's not easy. To many, it's crazy. To those of us who aspire to live in Christ, it's a joy, a preview of the serenity of being one with God. My friends, in this gospel, Jesus is a self-proclaimed troublemaker. But as he shows us over and over, eternal life in the love of Christ is certainly, well, worth the trouble. This has been Father Celery with this week's Focus. To learn more, follow me on Facebook, iTunes, or Twitter. God love you.